everyone. Welcome to the Simply Free podcast. This is episode 12. I was looking back to see when the last episode that I recorded was, and that was the one with Francisca Lawson, my friend. We talked about the stages in life, and that was nearly a year and a half ago. I can't believe it's been that long. But I've really been just pondering on something that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. So today we're going to talk about that topic that he keeps bringing to mind. So he said something to me last week that I just couldn't get out of my head. So here I am making an episode about it, and I'm going to share it with you. This is what he said to me. We were made to be at peace. Peace is our normal. I don't know about you, but I don't know that I can really claim that about myself. But when he was telling me this, I remembered that Adam and Eve, when they were created in the very beginning, everything was perfect and they were perfectly at peace with God. And that he promises us in the new creation at the end of all things that once again, we'll be in perfect peace. In Isaiah 65, 17, the Bible says, "For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind." And in Revelation 21, 4, it says, "And he," or Jesus, "will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And this isn't just a promise for the physical world that all things will be restored and made whole and perfect again, but the Bible also talks about this new creation already happening to us now in our spirit, soul, and body. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." So this is another one of those already not yet concepts that God teaches us about often. That things weren't meant to be broken, and that they didn't start out that way, and they won't end that way. And living a life with Jesus is the process that comes in between, where we can experience a little bit of what that perfect creation will be like, even now. Jesus was the one who came to restore that perfect peace inside of us, in our relationship with God and with others, and to start that new kingdom and new way of living here and now. And that's what Colossians 1, 19 through 20 says. "For God, in all of his fullness, was pleased to live inside of Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." So again, let's come back to that phrase from the very beginning of this episode. We were made to be at peace. Peace is our normal. Here's just a few examples of that from the Old and New Testament. In Isaiah, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And Jesus himself says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace that I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." That's in John 14:27. Another version says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." So all of this talk about peace makes me think again about my favorite story from the life of Jesus. I'm sure I've mentioned the story before in a previous episode, but it's so good and it always applies to something that's going on in my life, so I'm going to bring it up again. It's the story of Jesus in the storm. In Matthew, it talks about this, where there's a big storm, Jesus is in the boat, the disciples are there, and Jesus is napping in the back. And all of the disciples are freaking out and they think that they're going to die. And they wake Jesus up. And what does he say to them? "Why are you so afraid? Haven't you learned to trust yet?" And they're looking at him probably like he's crazy. And then he calms the storm and they're just in awe of what happened. So that's a phrase that I remember often in my life when I have things that I'm afraid of going on or other anxieties or worries coming up in my life. I just say to myself, "Why are you so afraid? Haven't you learned to trust yet?" So there's a way that we can live at peace and practically experience what that looks like. I think living at peace means being free of the overwhelming, debilitating fear and anxiety. These emotions and experiences like fear and anxiety and worry are a normal part of the human experience, but being controlled by them or living in a constant state of the negative is not. That's not normal. That's not what God intended for us. Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly, full and free and whole. So to wrap up, I just want to share something that a friend shared with me the other day. We were meeting to pray together, and I talked about a circumstance that was going on in my life, how confused I was about it, how frustrated, just didn't know what to do about it. And then we prayed together, and God showed her a picture that she shared with me. So in this picture that he showed her, I was standing in the middle of this big grassy meadow, and I was spinning around and around and around, going so fast and getting so dizzy. And then God reached out his hands, and he just held me still and put my feet on the ground. And as I've continued to pray through what she saw and what she told me about that picture throughout the rest of the week, there's another word that just kept coming up to my mind, and that was the word grounded. So thinking about that word brought me to a scripture in Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3, and this is what it says. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. So besides the fact that this is just an incredibly encouraging verse, and honestly the whole chapter is great, Jesus just continued to speak to me about other areas of my life, the things that he's brought me through in the past, and the things that he's going to do through me as well in the future. He promises to take care of me and you and all of us if we'll let him. He wants to be that steady hand in our lives when everything seems to be spinning out of control. He wants to be our peace in the storms, yes. But I think even more than that, I think he wants to teach us to be the ones to speak to the storms in our life with the authority that he has given us and to tell them to be still. To tell our hearts and our minds to be at peace because we trust him. And we know that he is good. That he only has the best in mind for us. And he loves us more than we'll ever be able to fully comprehend. So be still, be at peace, let peace be your normal, and everything else just be noise outside of the presence of the Prince of Peace in your life. So before I go, I think I just want to pray for us that would be something that the Holy Spirit actually works in our lives and helps us to come to a fuller understanding of in our daily life and our daily experiences. So Jesus, we just ask you for each person that's listening to this episode that you would come and be the Prince of Peace over their hearts and their minds and their lives, that anything that the enemy is trying to stir up, whether it's anxiety or fear or anything from the darkness, God, we just pray that you would come in, that you would instill peace in our hearts and our minds, and that peace would be our normal. So we just trust you. We thank you for your sacrifice and for loving us so well and for giving us a new state of being, a new state of mind, and a new way of living. I think before we finish this episode for today, I just want to read one more passage of scripture that talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this is the Message translation, so it's probably a little bit different than what you've heard before. But this is Galatians 5, verse 22 through 26. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates both things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, but able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism, or a life of religious rules, is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means that we will not compare ourselves with each other, as if each one of us were better or another worse, but we have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. And some thoughts and questions that I just want to leave you with that you can meditate on throughout the day and the week is these three questions. So, what would I look like if I were fully alive, fully healed, fully whole and free? What would life look like if I were in a constant state of peace, no matter my circumstances or surroundings? And how can I practice peace in my own life this week? So I hope you enjoyed this episode and you have some things to think about now and to pray about in your own life. If you have any thoughts or questions about this episode or ideas of topics for another episode, always feel free to reach out and let me know. But until next time, have a great week.